Hey, Dan. Next patient is Mr. Jose Mendoza. As well. Mr. Mendoza, date of birth is 3/8/80. Today is 11/9/22. Mr. Mendoza comes in today for follow-up of or for evaluation of neck pain, back pain, arm pain, nausea, not eating well, weight gain, feeling tired, low testosterone, feeling sluggish, having abdominal issues, and having leg pain and arm pain. Like, our patient is a 42-year-old gentleman, went through a very, very difficult divorce back in 2015, having to work two jobs to pay child support while his wife has been married three times and living the high life period. Patient works as a body remodeling body shop person, as well as a maintenance person. Doesn't get home till 12 o'clock. He's been feeling defeated, anxious, and depressed. He's definitely not suicidal and not thinking about killing himself or others. Period. No smoking, no drinking, no social. Divorced. Has two children. Surgery, anal fistula. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, history of back pain. Medication, has tried Motrin, Flexeril, Mobic in the past, but he's not taking any of them at this time. Immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization. Family history, mom died of 2015 after she had an operation and things went sour. Dad died when patient was only 7 years old. The patient also has a history of low testosterone years ago that has never been addressed. Allergy, Nasonex. He weighs 167 pounds. He's gained about 5 pounds, 99%, 97.9, 16, 68, 119 over 6. Heart positive, positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft, make sure the disease is not shown because of the antigen logical non-focal. As far as examination of the abdomen examination is concerned, because of his abdominal pain, we did an ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Lower extremity ultrasound is within normal limits. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Echocardiogram was done for palpitation is within normal limits. Next number, I'm going to start him on Zoloft, 25 by bedtime. Next number is, once again, he's not suicidal. Next number is, he's going to take Relafan DS, two tablets every day for the next 5 days. Next number is, check blood work, including testosterone level. Next number is, come back in 5 days. Next number is, as far as leg pain, arm pain, calf pain, shoulder pain, these all appear to be non-vascular. Next number. Also, his prostate is within normal limits with frequent urination. Next number is his vertigo. Because of his vertigo, we looked at his carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number. Findings discussed with patient at length. Next number is, to start medication, Zoloft, and as I mentioned, and see him in 5 days. Thank you.